So let's go ahead and we'll go to Yashi Brown. First, let me tell you a little bit about the amazing Yashi Brown. She is niece to Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson. She's a prominent mental health care advocate, as well as a poet, author, speaker, and community leader. Poetry became Yashi's chosen creative path upon experiencing the severe symptoms of bipolar depression as a young child. Today, she's a passionate, award-winning mental health advocate, and her poetry and recovery journey has been featured on The Today Show, CNN, Huffington Post, Rise, Fox, CBS, ABC, Ebony, Jet Publications, and Teen Vogue, and now today on Sirius XM. So welcome to the show, Yashi.
Hi, how are you?
Great. So this conversation is so important, as you know, that we actually help people really understand that there are solutions when they're struggling with some kind of mental health. So one of my first questions to you is, why did you turn to poetry, and why is poetry a solution?
Well, you know, it was that space, and it was so funny because I was at a poetry slam that I was judging, and I'm one of the poets, and the theme was mental health, said something that resonated so deeply. And he said when he was going through his severe emotional mental health challenges, poetry was the only place that he liked himself in his brain. And he completely, like, nailed it for me, because I never was able to put it like that. But that's what poetry did for me. When I was really experiencing my deepest, darkest depression, I was silent. I was like a lot of young people. I didn't know how to talk about it. I didn't know what to do. I didn't even actually really determined or had an awareness that I was in depression. I was just feeling this intense sadness and didn't know why. So I would look to writing, and what was happening is it was not only cathartic, but also I liked what I was writing. I was in that moment. I was in that space, and it gave me a lot of self-esteem, especially when you know, I would share with my friends, only my friends at that time, and they would just say, this is amazing what you're writing, you know. So it gave me that feeling of self-worth, I guess you could say.
Yeah, and I think that's so important that people realize, you know, art, there's so many different solutions that depending on what someone's interested in, whether it's, you know, painting, whether it's singing, songwriting, poetry, that there are mm-hmm. so many different solutions.
Exactly. Yeah, no, the arts, I mean, and that's why there is such a connection between these deep emotions and the creative outlets, because sometimes some things, ironically, you can't put into words, or you can, if you do put into words, it's in some sort of a, you know, as a mural in poetry, that is, and this, I consider it to be. So it very much so is an avenue that allows you to place it somewhere and then to make something beautiful. Yes. Out of all of this confusion or sadness.
So would you be willing to share a specific experience where you decided to write a poem as a response to something you were feeling?
Yeah, goodness gracious. It's like you said a specific experience. I can actually, recently, I do this to this day all the time, going through a certain situation that usually it happens with situations that I can't put into a compartment or that are very complex or don't have an immediate resolution to them. And I'll start to explore the topic and just get it out in the form of a poem. And that happened recently with a matter of the heart situation that I went through. And this is something that, again, you're making something so beautiful out of a place that where there's a lot of confusion. And so that is how that works. And when I was a teenager, or late teens, when I was first going through these symptoms, I didn't really understand the racing thoughts. I didn't that come with bipolar disorder. So a lot of the poems at that time was just the confusion and trying to express and explain. And thoughts that came to mind, or I guess you can say what metaphors was, it was like a bunch of bees buzzing in my head is what these thoughts felt like, and I'd describe these bees. And later when doctors and when they started to learn more about my condition, they would read my work. And then that was being, you know, that was used in my treatment. And then eventually they took the computer away because they're like, okay, for right now, you know, we need to start to try to transform these thoughts into something, you know, start trying to write a little bit, more in the direction of recovery. And looking back, that was the perfect thing to have me do. So I started writing about my experience there in the mental health institution that I was at. And that was a new way of expressing myself and being in the moment. So hopefully that answers that question. These are just a few different ways in which I specifically utilize the art form as a form of my own personal therapy.
Yeah, absolutely. And then in conclusion, one of the things I want to ask is, why did you get involved with the Campaign to Change Direction?
I got involved with the Campaign to Change Direction as a way of approaching this mental health dialogue from a different way. And it very much so was specific about the actual playing out of how we can come together. So when you educate on the five signs, you are kind of cutting through everything, like the diagnosis, stigmas, and all of that. You're cutting through and you're getting to the very human aspect that is completely universal that we can all relate to. And it's an action, it's a form of an action plan, too, that, again, is what is really necessary if we're going to begin to heal each other or heal oneself and then be able to be in tune with our loved ones. And that was not that I felt was really key, and I was really excited to hear about it. And it was a mutual friend that told me about Barbara's work, and so we were able to immediately connect. And from then, we've just continued to just think about all these wonderful ideas and continue to meet new people and find new ways of being able to approach this dialogue. And just it's already grown so amazingly. Mm-hmm. That's been my main interest, again, is how the emotional aspect is something that is not so threatening to talk about. I think we can all agree that we have emotions that are challenging and that we've all experienced some sort of pain, whether it's situational or something that might be generational or long-term, chronic. Whatever it is, we can all at least agree and know that we experience that as just being a human being. So from there, I think that it's a call of action that we can all relate to, and that will work. And you know, as far as getting the message and the getting people to talk about mental health from this angle, and I'm doing a campaign. I don't know if it was mentioned. It's called Hookist.com. It's at Hookist.com. Mm-hmm. We're writing a group poem together, and it's really based right around this topic of emotional pain. So, if you're experiencing emotional pain, how would you express it in the form of lines, words, lyrics? And then if you're someone who is observing someone who's experiencing suffering, mm-hmm. how would you try to reach out and draw them in? So that's the theme behind this group poem. And I'm telling you, it's wonderful because I have individuals in the mental health community and then have people just on the outside who are just observers of this topic who are putting in their lines. So definitely want to encourage individuals to learn more about this. But it's that dialogue that doesn't leave anybody out. There's someone on both sides. It takes literally mental health requires two to tango. It's a two-way street. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I love about it. That's what I love about the change direction. And, you know, that's me. That's where I'm at right now.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And I wanted to make sure that people know if they do want to write lines for that poem, how do they get involved? Where can they go?
Oh, absolutely. So right now, if you want to pull out your phone or a pen, it's hookist.com, HOOKIST.com. You go on the site and you'll see on the page where I explain in the inspiration video what we're doing, and you're going to see everybody's amazing submissions that we have. You get 5 free credits, and just go on the site. It will explain everything. But the coolest part is we have 4 winning lines right now and 4 individual writers, and the poem is already so beautiful. I mean, it's really going to turn out to be an amazing piece that we hope can reach as far wide as it can go. So be a part of it, and also enjoy. Everybody's commenting on each other's lines and saying, mm-hmm. cheering each other on, great job. So it's also just a community way of being able to meet new people and be inspired. Be inspired by the lines and what you're reading, and then write something to that.
Yashi Brown, that is so wonderful. Thank you so much for, well, one, lending your voice to this, but also this is a wonderful thing, and I'll definitely, we'll put that up on the social media as well so that people know how to be part of the group poem. Thank you for all that you're doing to help with everybody from suicide to mental wellness. Thank you, Yashi.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
It is a pleasure.